Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 26, Fundamental Principles of Material Nature, Text 18. Anta Purusha Rupena Kala Rupena Yo Bahi Samanveti Esha Satvanam Bhagavan Atma Mayaya Antapurusha Rupena Kala Rupena Yobahi Samanvetyesha Satvanam Bhagavanatma Mayaya Antapurusha Rupena Kala Rupena Yobahi Samanvetyesha Satvanam Bhagavanatma Mayaya Antapurusha Rupena Kala Rupena Yobahi Samanvetyesha Satvanam Bhagavanatma Mayaya Anta, within, Purusha Rupena, in the form of Supersoul, Kala Rupena, in the form of time, Ya, he who, Bahi, without, Samanveti, exists, Esha, he, Satvanam, of all living entities, Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Atma Mayaya, by his potencies, translation, by exhibiting his potencies, the Supreme Personality of Godhead adjusts all these different elements, keeping himself within as the Supersoul and without as time. Wow. Okay. That's interesting. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Here it is stated that within the heart the Supreme Personality of Godhead resides as the Supersoul. This situation is also explained in Bhagavad Gita. The Supersoul rests beside the individual soul and acts as a witness. This is also confirmed elsewhere in the Vedic literature. Two birds are sitting on the same tree of the body. One is witnessing and the other is eating the fruits of the tree. This Purusha or Paramatma, who resides within the body of the individual soul, is described in Bhagavad Gita 13:23 as the Upadrashta, witness, and the Anumanta, sanctioning authority. The conditioned soul engages in the happiness and distress of the particular body given him by the arrangement of the external energy of the Supreme Lord. But the Supreme Living Being, or the Paramatma, is different from the conditioned soul. He is described in Bhagavad Gita as Maheshvara, or the Supreme Lord. He is Paramatma, not Jivatma. Paramatma means the Supersoul, who is sitting by the side of the conditioned soul just to sanction his activities. The conditioned soul comes to this material world in order to lord it over material nature. Since one cannot do anything without the sanction of the Supreme Lord, he lives with the Jiva soul as witness and sanction giver. He is also Bhokta. He gives maintenance and sustenance to the conditioned soul. Since the living entity is constitutionally part and parcel of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Lord is very affectionate to the living entities. Unfortunately, when the living entity is bewildered or illusioned by the external energy, he becomes forgetful of his eternal relationship with the Lord. But as soon as he becomes aware of his constitutional position, he is liberated. The minute independence of the conditioned soul is exhibited by his marginal position. If he likes, he can forget the Supreme Personality of Godhead and come into the material existence with a false ego to lord it over material nature. But if he likes, he can turn his face to the service of the Lord. The individual living entity is given that independence. His conditional life is ended, and his life becomes successful as soon as he turns his face to the Lord. But by misusing his independence, he enters into material existence. Yet the Lord is so kind that, as Supersoul, he always remains with the conditioned soul. The concern of the Lord is neither to enjoy nor to suffer from the material body. He remains with the Jiva simply as sanction giver and witness, so that the living entity can receive the results of his activities, good or bad. Outside the body of the conditioned soul, the Supreme Personality of Godhead remains as the time factor. According to the Sankhya system of philosophy, there are 25 elements. The 24 elements already described, plus the time factor, make 25. According to some learned philosophers, the Supersoul is included to make a total of 26 elements. Antapurusha rupena kala rupena yobahi samanvetyesha sattvanam bhagavan atma mayaya. by exhibiting his potencies, the Supreme Personality of Godhead adjusts all these different elements, keeping himself within as the Supersoul and without as the time, as time. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shrimati Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namane Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharne Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pastyatyade Chitarne Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhunityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shivas Adi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Vanchakalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyevacha, Paditanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Yes, so Lord Kapila, of course, is continuing with his analysis in terms of Sankhya, Vaishnav, theistic Sankhya. And Srila Prabhupada, of course, is elaborating here in the purport. The two points are made that the Supreme Personality of Godhead makes all adjustments. He is managing everything, exhibiting his potencies, and adjusting all of them from within as the Supersoul and from without as time. Shishi Radharadna Sri Giri Govardhan Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Ki Jai. And as we saw in the purport, Srila Prabhupada particularly focused on how the Lord is keeping himself within as the Supersoul. Just right at the end, there's relatively brief mention and a little bit of elaboration about how he keeps himself without as time. Yes, so the Supersoul, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, a few different examples are given here, which of course Srila Prabhupada also gives elsewhere, and Bhagavad Gita 13:23 is there, and there are other verses in Bhagavad Gita which are discussing and stating and clarifying what is the Supersoul, who is the Supersoul, and what the Supersoul does. In the 18th chapter, also there's mention in, is it verse 60 or 61? 61. Ishvara sarvabhutanam riddeshe junatishtati brahmayan sarvabhutani yantrarudrani rudhani mayaya. The Supreme Lord is situated in everyone's heart, O Arjuna, and is directing the wanderings of all living entities who are seated as on a machine made of the material energy. Of course, there are so many interesting points, but one point to note here is that Lord Krishna, in this verse, 18:61, is referring to the Supersoul, who is a form of himself, but he's referring to him in the third person, as he, not as me or I, but as he. The Supreme Lord is situated. Elsewhere, Lord Krishna says, for example, in 15:15, another very, very important verse, Savasya cha aham Hridi Sannivishto Mata Smriti Agyanam Aponam Cha. I'm situated in everyone's heart, and from me is coming knowledge, remembrance, and forgetfulness. So it depends. That our philosophy of course is achintya bheda bheda tattva. Everything is one with the Lord, but at the same time separate from the Lord. Even the holy names, even other forms of the Lord are seen in those terms too. And here in the purport, Srila Prabhupada refers to and just mentions a couple of words from Bhagavad Gita, chapter 13, verse 23. Upadrashtanumantacha Bharta Bhokta Maheshvara Paramatmeti Chapyukto Dehesmin Purusha Para. Yet in this body there is another, a transcendental enjoyer, who is the Lord, the supreme proprietor, who exists as the overseer and permitter, and who is known as the Supersoul. And again, the Lord is referring to himself, at least in this form of the Supersoul, again in the third person. There's another who is the Lord, not as he doesn't say, yet in this body there's another, a transcendental enjoyer, who is me. There's another who is the Lord, who exists in certain ways, overseer and permitter, and who's known as the Supersoul. Anyway, it's interesting to note these things. Achintya Bheda Bheda Tattva works in different ways. But here, in this particular verse, which Prabhupada refers to in the purport of our verse from Bhagavatam, there's upadrashta and anumanta. Upadrashta, upa means above, close to, but above. Like Lord Krishna as Vamana, who appeared to deliver Lord Indra from his extremely difficult situation. So he, and then stayed on with him. He's known, another name of Lord Vamana is Upendra, Upa Indra. He is very close to Indra, but he's above him, Upa. He's above him. Yes. In a superior position, even though he appears to be the younger brother. So upadrashta, drashta means to see from very close, within the heart, extremely close, but in a higher position in terms of nature and qualification and abilities. Upadrashta. And then Anumanta, the permitter who allows the living entity to do certain things, but not other things. it depends in terms of the conditioned souls as their karma dictates defines, and amongst the devotees as the well-wisher, making many arrangements for the devotee as the devotee likes, permitting many things, but in certain situations not permitting. Krishna talks about that. It's mentioned in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Lord Krishna speaking there, Chaitanya Charitamrita makes the point that sometimes my devotee thinks that something which is poison, actually, but my devotee sometimes thinks it's nectar and therefore wants it, desires it, and may even try to get it. But then Lord Krishna says, however, I am very intelligent. And if there's such a situation where my devotee is attracted and really thinking that something is nectar, but actually it's poison, then Krishna says, I'm very intelligent, and I interact with the devotee in such ways to make the devotee change his mind. To understand that, wait a minute, it's not nectar, it's poison. And let me focus again in Krishna consciousness. So these things are going on. But for the non-devotee, whatever the non-devotee desires, if his or her karma allows, then the Lord sees. You get it. You get it, and good luck. And let's see how you do. Sure, it's not easy. Oftentimes in the material world, it's really not easy for the conditioned souls. So, but this is what the Lord is doing. This is what the Lord is doing. And in this way, he exhibits all his potencies, which have already been mentioned in the previous few verses, the different material elements. He exhibits them, but then he makes adjustments with them. He makes adjustments for his different purposes, as the super soul within and from outside as the time factor. Yeah. So this is discussed here, and along with this discussion about the sort of position of the super, well, the function of the super soul, directing the wanderings, overseeing, permitting, these different ways in which the super soul acts. Srila Prabhupada also repeats the example given before as we've been going through the Bhagavad Gita, and we're continuing to, but as we've been going through this specific example was mentioned in a little detail how this material body is sometimes seen to be like a tree. And like many trees, the tree of this body contains many nice things, or they look nice, like that. But in the tree of the body, as in your typical tree, there are birds. In this case, there are two birds. And these two birds, they have similarities. They have some similarities. They're both conscious. They're both active. They both have desires. But in terms of their positions within the material body, they manifest themselves in these different sort of aspects of their existences. They manifest themselves differently. The super soul bird is just witnessing. Upadrashta. Or as we just read very recently in Bhagavad Gita, Mayad Yakshena Prakriti. suyate sacharacharam. Yeah, aksha. Aksha means eyes. And Krishna is saying that by my eyes, I'm observing very closely and interacting with the conditioned souls. So as the witnessing bird in the tree, the Lord, the super soul, is just very cool, calm and collected. Even though the tree is offering, at least so many trees are offering very nice fruits by sort of local standards in this material world. We're coming up shortly to the lychee and mango season. And I can report to you devotees that in Mauritius, starting next month, will be the lychee season, and their lychees are much better than the South African ones. They're in a different class, you know, if you get the good ones at least. They really are. And there's loads of them. There's so many of them. So by our standards, they're very nice. I'm sure in Goloka Vrindavan there are lychees also. And I'm sure they're much better. Like, you know the pastime of Lord Chaitanya at Amgat, Godrum Dweep, across the Jalangi from where our temple and our whole ISKCON establishment is Amgat. Gat meaning a place where boats come in to pick up or drop people on a river. So this Am means mango. And by Lord Chaitanya's arrangement, the devotees who are with him on Harinam, he was just going everywhere on Harinam throughout the Navadweep area, but they found this tree, this mango tree, and Lord Chaitanya, well, actually, no. Lord Chaitanya found a seed and planted the seed, the mango seed, and the tree immediately grew to a full mango tree and immediately manifested hundreds of mangoes, none of which had skins and none of which had stones. Hari Bol. And the devotees, they were offered, and the devotees just one was sufficient to completely satisfy a hungry man, a big hungry man. And they were just, anyway, they were not even first class mangoes, they were Goloka Vrindavan type mangoes. So I'm sure there in Goloka Vrindavan, they also have lychees like that. No skins, no stones. Yes, in Goloka Vrindavan. But here, you know, generally they're nice if they're ripe. They're nice. And in Mauritius, oftentimes they're by our standards, very nice. But the super soul, that witnessing bird, is not interested. He doesn't get into it at all. He just witnesses. This is specifically the super soul. Of course, the Lord, as Bhagavan, Sri Krishna, we offer these things to him, even though they're not Goloka Vrindavan standard, but you know, oftentimes they're nice by our standards. And he accepts them, but as the super soul, the witnessing bird, he simply witnesses. Whereas the Jiva bird, who is there with him, is just constantly jumping around in the tree, trying to enjoy the fruits, just on and on and on, and failing, actually, failing to enjoy very nicely. So this we have to learn. Srila Prabhupada makes the point that because we are part and parcel with the Lord, he puts it like that, since we are constitutionally part and parcel, the Lord is very affectionate. But unfortunately, when we try to take that position of the enjoying bird in the tree, we just lose our natural relationship with the Lord. And we lose our happiness. We lose our intelligence. And we just get swept away. Swept away by the waves of material nature, the ocean of material existence. But we have independence, minute independence, and the Lord is so kind that he makes arrangements to stimulate our minute independence so that we use it in terms of actually being minute independence to choose. Let me go back to Krishna. And the Lord is so kind, he always remains with the conditioned soul. Even though the conditioned soul gets into some very horrible sort of trees, so to speak, very horrible bodies and horrible living situations, but the Lord sticks with us and keeps prompting us. He remains with the jiva. Well, Prabhupada says, the concern of the Lord is neither to enjoy nor to suffer from the material body. He remains with the jiva simply as sanction giver and witness so that the living entity can receive the results of his activities, good or bad. Anyway, yeah, in conditional life. Or to help us get the facility of Krishna consciousness, get the association of devotees. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.